There are days that follow one after the next, while Jocelyn heals, and while it becomes clear that she will never fully heal, and while something hardens in Margot's heart. She appears on the television to talk about Joss's injuries. She says, "Terrorism can strike anywhere, at home or abroad." She says, "The most important thing is that our enemies, both global and domestic, must know that we are strong and that we will retaliate." She looks down the camera lens and says, "Whoever you are, we will retaliate." She can't afford to look weak, not at a time like this. It's not long after that when the phone call comes. They say there's been a credible threat from an extremist group. They've gotten hold somehow of pictures from inside the Republic of the Women. Pasted them all over the internet saying they were taken by a guy we all know has been dead for weeks. Terrible pictures, probably photoshopped, can't be real. They're not even making demands, just rage and fear and threats of attacks unless... God, I don't know, Margot, unless something is done, I guess. The North is already threatening Bessapara with missiles over it. Margot says, "We should do something." The president says, "I don't know. I feel like I should extend an olive branch." And Margot says, "Believe me, in a moment like this, you need to appear stronger than ever. A strong leader. If that nation has been assisting in radicalizing our homegrown terrorists, we must send them a message. The world must know that the United States is willing to escalate. If you hit us with one jolt, we will hit you with two." The president says, "I can't tell you how much I respect you, Margot, for the way you can carry on even with what's happened." Margot says, "My country comes first. We need strong leadership." There is a bonus in her contract if North Star deployments around the world top 50,000 women this year. The bonus would buy her a private island. The president says, "You know there are rumors that they got hold of ex-Soviet chemical weapons." And Margot thinks in her heart, "Burn it all down."